This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Milton. A fierce tornado blasted through Little Rock, Arkansas and neighboring towns on Friday, killing at least two people and injuring dozens as it damaged buildings, cars, trees and power lines. Hours later, another tornado or extreme burst of wind was believed to have ripped open the roof of an auditorium in northern Illinois, causing a ceiling collapse while a rock band was performing on stage. One person died in the accident in Belvidere, Illinois. 28 others were rushed to area hospitals, five of them with serious injuries. The local fire chief said about 260 people were attending the concert at the city's Apollo Theater, which featured a trio of heavy metal bands. More information is emerging about the indictment faced by former President Donald Trump. AP correspondent Norman Hall has more.
Two people familiar with the indictment handed down against the former president by New York grand jury told the Associated Press that Donald Trump is facing multiple charges of falsifying business records, including at least one felony offense. The indictment against him remained sealed, but details were confirmed by people who requested anonymity. Meanwhile, a letter from Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg to three Republican House committee chairs urges them to refrain from inflammatory accusations, withdraw demands for information, and let the process proceed without unlawful political interference. I'm Norman Hall.
U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris was visiting Zambia on Friday. She urged Zambia's bilateral creditors to expedite the restructuring of its debts.
We are continuing to reiterate our call for all bilateral official creditors to provide meaningful debt reduction to Zambia.
Zambia has been looking to restructure its debt since becoming the first African country to default on its debt.